local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we are back. Welcome to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. We are informative, we are local, and dadgummit, we are dependable. I'm Austin Price here with Steve Taylor in the studio, taking over for Joe Ford because Joe has had a run-in with the sniffles, Steve, has he not?
Yeah, he's a little bit under the weather, and he has basically a really good cold. Yeah, bad cold from his point of view.
Yeah, depending on who you are. If you're Joe, it sucks. If you're the cold, you're doing a great job.
Right.
He was here yesterday, and we had some issues. He wanted me to kind of help take the lead a bit, take the load off a bit more than usual, and that's all right. One heck of a trooper, though, but he was here until about 3:30. But he needed to bow out, and that's cool. Steve, thank you, by the way, for coming up and stepping up here when we needed you most, my friend.
Well, thank you very much.
All righty. Actually, WEAR kind of took a bit more time than they did last hour, so it is almost exactly 5:15. So before we get into our top three stories, we will get our first check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see, looking at traffic here, we do have an accident report on Pine Forest Road if you are traveling northbound. Perhaps you just got off of I-10 West and you are trying to travel north towards West 9 Mile Road. We've got some issues there, as we typically do. So I really can't see how many backups we're dealing with on Pine Forest Road that are being caused by that accident, because it's typically such just a devilish area. If you are traveling southbound on Pine Forest Road trying to get onto I-10 West, we've got some issues over there as well. Outside of that, we've got some busy intersections here and there in Pensacola. Gulf Breeze Parkway dealing with minor issues if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. If you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway coming from Windhaven Beach traveling towards Highway 87, you're going to have some backups over there. If you're getting off of Avalon Boulevard and trying to travel eastbound on Caroline towards Glover Lane, we've got issues in that area. And if you're trying to enter downtown Milton, whether it be eastbound coming from Dogwood Drive or westbound coming over Blackwater River, you need to expect some issues there as well.
Sounds like it might be quicker if you walk.
Yeah, quite possibly.
Well, checking the weather, it should be cloudy tonight, low about 44 degrees. Tomorrow, partly sunny, maybe seeing Punxsutawney Phil and or the giraffe at the Gulf Breeze Zoo seeing its shadow, and who knows what that means for winter. High about 67 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, down about 45. The weekend looks great. Well, Saturday does. Sunday looks stormy. Saturday for the Navarre Beach Mardi Gras Parade and everything else you're going to do, it should start out nice and sunny. 58 in Pensacola right now, 60 in Gulf Breeze, and 59. 9 degrees in Milton.
Excellent. All righty, 5:16, we will get into our top three stories of the day. Starting with reports say a man described as a pro-Hamas suicide bomber has stormed a U.S.-owned factory in Turkey and has taken 7 hostages. Oh. Local reports say that the man stormed the factory owned by Ohio-based cosmetic giant Procter & Gamble, located near Istanbul. Pictures appeared to show the man wearing a vest strapped to his chest, along with holding a gun. The factory employs 500 people, and it's not known yet if the hostages are Americans.
Continuing our top three stories, a report says the U.S. is preparing to carry out a series of strikes in Iraq and Syria in response to the attack in Jordan that killed 3 U.S. service members. CBS News reports the strikes will target Iranian facilities and personnel over the several days that are planned. This comes as President Biden told reporters he's decided on a course of action to retaliate.
Now, Steve, in our last hour, when we were reading the top three stories, you had read one that wasn't on the script here. Do you have that on you?
Governor Ron DeSantis sending more troops to the southern border, and here's what he had to say about that.
So today, we are going to fortify our presence along the southern border. We're providing up to 1 battalion of Florida National Guard, as well as our first ever deployment of the Florida State Guard.
You see, it's dubbed Stop the Invasion. DeSantis says the soldiers will join more than 90 officers from the Florida Highway Patrol, Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, and the Florida Department of Law Enforcement, who are already assisting at the Mexican border.
Excellent. 5:18, moving on to local headlines here. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Scambia fire crews say that one person was rescued during a travel trailer fire early this morning. It happened around 5:40 on East Hood Drive. When firefighters arrived, about half of the trailer was engulfed in flames, and one person had to be rescued inside. The resident was transported to a local hospital with injuries. One dog at the scene was confirmed dead, and the Bureau of Fire and Arson is currently investigating.
Well, we're 6 months away from the Florida House and Senate coming together to negotiate next year's state budget, but the initial budget proposals do show support for three big local projects. According to the PNJ, State Senator Doug Broxson included $5 million for the demolition of the Old Baptist Hospital, as well as $2.2 million for the Bay Bluffs Park. Both the House and Senate versions included funding for the Pensacola International Airport Terminal expansion, with $1 million proposed from the Senate and $750,000 from the House.
And Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves says that the city isn't taking sides when it comes to the controversial Form 6. That's the form that all elected city and county leaders have to fill out that discloses their net worth, sources of income, and items of value inside their home. A Florida law firm is planning to file a class action lawsuit against the state and several smaller municipalities that have already joined in the fight.
Pensacola police are investigating an armed robbery at the Garden Food Market earlier this week. Mike Wood says a suspect walked in with a gun and demanded money. They were able to get away with money from the cash register.
As always, if anybody has any information on that, we certainly would like to hear from them. That is a violent armed robbery with a gun. So Crime Stoppers will pay a pretty nice amount for that if they'll call Crime Stoppers at 433-STOP or use the P3 app on their smartphone. No questions asked. We just want the information.
Pensacola police spokesman Mike Wood says the suspect had covered their head with a hood prior to entering the store. If you have any information, contact Crime Stoppers.
And a Pensacola man is facing trafficking charges after deputies seized a large amount of drugs, including cocaine, prescription pills, ecstasy, and marijuana, during a traffic stop yesterday. Escambia County deputies say that they stopped a vehicle driven by 47-year-old Joseph Rivers at Davis Highway and Olive Road for a license plate violation. Deputies seized the drugs, and Rivers now faces multiple charges. He's being held without bond at the Escambia County Jail.
Yeah, I'm glad the police are out there.
Oh, absolutely. 5:20, we will take a quick break. When we return, state headlines and national headlines if there's time before we get into the Fox News break at 5:30. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Do you love church? Ephesians 5 tells us that Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. Acts 20:28 says that Christ purchased the church with his blood. 1 Timothy 3 tells us that the church is the pillar and ground of truth. So obviously, the New Testament places a huge priority on the church. If you're a Christian but not a member of a local Bible preaching church, I urge you to get involved as soon as possible. You possess unique spiritual gifts that can be used within the body of believers. Hebrews 10 tells Christians to not forsake the assembling of yourselves together. God wants us to worship him and provoke others to love and good works. Attend a Bible-believing church this Sunday.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
What's fun and happening in Pensacola? You'll find out as the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department talks about it here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Join us each month as we detail what's going on in your resource centers, parks, recreation programs, and the Community Maritime Park. It's a great month to get out and play Pensacola. Tune in tomorrow morning at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that is Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry. Gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. They're on Creighton Road, right across from Tom Thumb. Emerald Coast Coins. The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Finally, they just threw up their hand and said, when you hot, you hot, hot the year. When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not. Put out all the money.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit short of 525.
I have not heard that in 50 some odd years.
Yeah, I knew Jerry Reed was pretty old school. The only song I know by him is Eastbound and Down.
Yeah.
So I saw the name. I'm like, eh, that's an appropriate length of song. And yeah, he's one I'm somewhat familiar with. Let's see, 525, we will get another quick check of the roads and weather. We'll start in Pensacola on Pine Forest Road. We had an accident report there that appeared to be causing some issues, but it's kind of hard to tell how many, you know, of the congestion in that area was the car accident's fault, because Pine Forest is always giving us issues. If you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, perhaps you just got off of I-10 West, you're going to have some issues over there. Also, if you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest and you're trying to get onto I-10 West, we've got some issues in those areas as well. The intersection of North Palafox Street and Burgess Road looking quite difficult on both roads at the moment. Same can be said about the intersection of Mobile Highway and North Blue Angel Parkway. Also got some issues, speaking of Mobile Highway, if you are traveling northbound towards the intersection with West Fairfield Drive, we've got some issues in that area as well. Beyond that, Gulf Breeze Parkway is looking fine for the most part. Navarre Parkway, you're going to have some issues if you're traveling through Mary Esther. We had an accident there earlier that was causing some minor congestion. But also, if you're traveling further west through Windhaven Beach, trying to travel towards Highway 87, we've got a lot of backups over there. And lastly, if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton, we've still got pretty hefty backups there.
Well, checking the weather forecast. It should be cloudy tonight, low about to 44 degrees. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high about 67. Tomorrow night, getting down to about 45 degrees. Looking ahead toward the weekend, Saturday should be really nice. But the rain starts Saturday night and into Sunday. Right now, it's about 57 degrees all through the area. That's your weather forecast.
Thank you, Steve. Let's see. Getting into state headlines. Well, first of all, it's 525. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable. Getting into state headlines here. The number of people filing first-time jobless claims is lower in Florida. The U.S. Labor Department reports that about 5,700 initial claims for unemployment benefits were filed for the week ending January 27th. That is a decrease of about 120 from the previous week.
Well, that's good. Good news. Seems the NAACP wants answers after 21 inmates died in Broward Jail since 2019, four of them in December alone. Public defender Gordon Weeks says they're asking the Justice Department to conduct an investigation into the Sheriff's Office management of the county jails.
Families who've had loss in the jail deserve a bit of dignity, a bit of respect.
Sheriff Gregory Tony says every time an inmate dies, there is an internal investigation.
And a federal judge is backing state officials in a lawsuit filed by college students who support Palestine. The judge ruled yesterday that students at two schools could not prove that state education officials violated their First Amendment rights. Members of Students for Justice in Palestine at the University of Florida and University of South Florida sued Chancellor Ray Rodriguez, the Board of Governors, and Governor Ron DeSantis back in November. They claimed that Rodriguez violated their free speech rights when he issued a memo threatening to shut down the groups.
For the second year in a row, the Florida Senate will likely reject a bill that would lower the minimum age from 21 to 18 to purchase a rifle or a shotgun. Earlier this week, the House Criminal Justice Subcommittee approved the bill. However, Senate President Kathleen Passidomo says her chamber doesn't have the bill on the issue and it would be a non-starter anyway. The minimum age was increased to 21 after the Stoneman Douglas High School massacre.
And 527 here, moving on to national headlines. Congressman Matt Gaetz wants the House Judiciary Committee to investigate Georgia District Attorney Fannie Willis. This comes after a whistleblower claimed she had been fired after confronting a staffer about wanting to use federal grant money for personal computers and travel expenses. The complaint was filed shortly after Amanda Timpson had been fired from the DA's office. Willis claims that she was a, quote, holdover from a previous administration and that she wasn't up to the job.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is apologizing for his recent controversial hospital stay.
I should have told the president about my cancer diagnosis. I should have also told my team and the American public.
Austin told reporters he did not handle the situation appropriately as he failed to promptly notify President Biden and senior administration officials of his cancer diagnosis and hospitalization. He stressed that there were no gaps in authority during his treatment. He says he never directed the staff to conceal his hospital stay.
And a Pennsylvania man is behind bars after allegedly beheading his father and showing the head on YouTube.
Really?
Yeah, police believe that Justin Mon beheaded his 68-year-old father, Michael Mon, on Tuesday and then showed it in a YouTube video.
Ooh.
Yeah, in which he complained about the government and called his father a traitor. I guess that counts as
a reason to do
a
that.
A motive, yeah.
No.
I don't mean a good one.
No.
I just mean, like, legally, I guess that would be a motive. Mon was arraigned early Wednesday and is being held without bail.
Well, the Biden administration's imposing sanctions against Israeli settlers in the West Bank,
including acts or threats of violence against civilians, intimidating civilians to cause them to leave their homes, destroying or seizing property, or engaging in terrorist activity in the West Bank.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the executive order allows for financial sanctions and visa bans against four individuals directly involved in attacking and displacing Palestinian civilians in the occupied West Bank. The move comes after a Palestinian-American teenager was reportedly shot and killed in the West Bank by an Israeli settler last month.
And the mother of Oxford High School shooter Ethan Crumbley is taking stand. Jennifer Crumbley talked about her relationship with Ethan, and she's facing charges including involuntary manslaughter and the deaths of four students and the wounding of seven others. Her son, who was 15 at the time of the 2021 mass shooting, he was sentenced back in December to life in prison. His parents are accused of ignoring their troubled son and allowing him access to a gun, which I believe is kind of a, this is kind of a first of its kind case, because Joe and I have kind of covered this a time or two in the past.
Right.
5:30, you're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. We'll take a short break. Fox News coming up, followed by CBS Sports Minute. We'll be back with some sports headlines of our own. We got a lot to cover, followed by health, business, and science notes, along with some pop culture notes as well. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
John Saucier, President Biden in Michigan, speaking to United Auto Worker Union members today.
You're not only helping auto workers, you're helping every worker in the world. You really are. You're the best workers in the world. That's not hyperbole.
The president also calls his supporting of UAW workers the easiest thing he has ever done. The union announcing they are endorsing Biden for re-election. The president also issuing an executive order sanctioning Israelis that are committing violence in the West Bank. White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says these sanctions are designed to keep the conflict in the Middle East from getting even worse.
This EO will allow the United States to issue financial sanctions against those directing or participating in certain actions, including acts or threats of violence.
And this executive order follows calls by the administration for Israel to take steps to reduce civilian casualties in Gaza. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Mixed financial news out of Apple after today's closing bell. The tech giant reported a sales increase for the important holiday quarter, revenue hitting nearly $120 billion and profit up 13% year over year. Both figures topped expectations. But in China, Apple's third largest market, revenue declined about 13% and missed estimates, and analysts interpreted some of the company's comments as hints that iPhone sales are slowing. Apple shares are down 3.25% in after-hours trading. In regular Thursday action, stocks recorded broad and sharp gains. The S&P 500 rebounded 60 points. The Dow Industrials jumped 370 to earn a fresh closing high, and the Nasdaq rallied 1.3%. It had been greatly anticipated by some, and today Lululemon unveiled its line of men's footwear, the latest move in a bid to become a big player in the men's activewear space. The first product to be made available, a casual sneaker, due February 13th. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. The Washington Commanders had some excitement brewing. A new owner, they snagged the hottest GM candidate on the market in Adam Peters, and will pick a QB at number 2 in the NFL draft come April. After Ben Johnson passed on taking a head coaching job, the Commanders hired Dan Quinn. DQ is a solid coach, but after all this hype and excitement as to who the next coach would be, it's impossible to hear this news and not be underwhelmed by it. I'm Zach Gelb.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. The ugly truth is, when you buy a timeshare, you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. Call 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than 1 million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference. If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/ssikids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/ssikids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Children, senior citizens, and families right here in Northwest Florida are hungry. And for more than 40 years, Manna Food Bank has provided food assistance to neighbors in need. Manna distributes healthy groceries through its emergency food assistance pantry, plus 17 food security programs with 22 community partners. For more information, please visit mannahelps.org or call 850-432-2053. Manna, moving our neighbors in need from hunger to hope.
News Radio Pensacola. Your home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Start your mornings off with the award-winning Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jake. Then, get informed and laugh from 11 till 2 with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, followed by the Guy Benson Show. Your afternoon drive is anchored by Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, followed by Dave Ramsey. It's News Radio Pensacola, heard on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit after 5:35, we will get another quick check of the roads and weather. But before we do, I want to address something. If you were listening to our broadcast right before we signed off for Fox.
Yeah.
You may have heard my voice cut out and then spike. That was not technical difficulties. We have good electronics here. That was what the cool kids call stupidity, I think. I had went to mute you, Steve, because I was doing my sign off. I knew Fox News was about to happen.
Yeah.
And I muted myself while I was talking. And that's when I just amped it up last second and said 92.3 or whatever it was I said. So if I, for the lack of a better word, violated your eardrums, I apologize for
that. Basically operator error.
Yes, yes. Operator error. That's a very professional way to put it. Just after 5:35, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling southbound trying to get onto I-10 West, you're going to have some backups in that area over there. Also, if you're traveling on Mobile Highway northbound towards the intersection with North Blue Angel Parkway, we've got some issues over there. Burgess Road, traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street, we've still got issues brewing in that area. Beverly Parkway, if you're traveling westbound towards North W Street, we've got some backups developing in that area as well. We often see that at this hour. Caroline Street, if you're traveling westbound over Blackwater River trying to get into downtown Milton, we've got some issues there. And lastly, Navarre Parkway, if you're traveling westbound just past Winnehaven Beach towards Highway 87, that general vicinity, we've got minor backups there, but they appear to be breaking up a bit.
In the forecast, looks like it's going to be cloudy tonight, down to about 45 degrees. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high about 67. And tomorrow night, going down to about 45 degrees. Looking ahead toward the weekend, should be nice on Saturday for the Navarre Beach Mardi Gras Parade, which we are marching in, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And everything else you might want to do on Saturday, get it done, because Sunday is going to be stormy. For temperature-wise right now, it's 57 in Pensacola, 57 in Gulf Breeze, and 56 degrees in Milton right now. That's the forecast.
Thank you, Steve. Moving on to sports headlines here. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. We'll start with the NBA. We got a TNT doubleheader. We got Lakers at Celtics at 6:30, followed by 76ers at Jazz at 9 o'clock. Once again, those games are on TNT. We also got six pairs of shoes worn by Michael Jordan that will be up for auction.
Ooh.
Yeah, they are expected to go up for what I can only assume is a bulk total of $10 million.
How many pairs were that?
Six.
So six into $10 million. I need a calculator.
Yeah, it's something like that. All of the shoes are signed by Jordan and were worn in the clinching games of the Bulls' six finals championships. The auction is tomorrow morning and will be conducted by, what's this word again? What's his name? Sotheby's?
Sotheby's.
Sotheby's. I'm going to write that down phonetically. Sotheby's in New York.
Well, the Washington Commanders are hiring a new head coach. It's Dallas Cowboys defensive coordinator Dan Quinn. Before his time at Dallas, Quinn was the coordinator for the Seattle Seahawks Legion of Boom defense, which went to back-to-back Super Bowls, if you remember. And also, he was the head coach of the Atlanta Falcon team that went to the Super Bowl LI, Roman numerals 51.
Yes. Yeah. I feel like, and we heard on the CBS Sports Minute just a moment ago, this may be kind of like a questionable hire to some. And that's the thing. I was like, well, what's the big deal? Dan Quinn, he's got Super Bowl experience, you know. He's a defensive-minded guy. Washington Commanders, their defense was horrible last season.
And so they need the help.
Yeah, I say last season, this season. Their season's over, though. But it's like, yeah, your defense was horrible, so get a defensive-minded guy with a decent track record. The problem is you could have said those same basic statements about their previous head coach, Ron Rivera.
Oh.
But I do think it can work here. I mean, they've got a QB that I think does have potential, Sam Howell. I don't think they should throw in the towel on him just yet. And they're trying again with the defensive mind. I mean, I think that's fair. And I think the division's looking about as winnable as it's going to look, at least for now in the near future. So we'll see how that turns out. The NFL's Pro Bowl games begin tonight in Orlando. It all starts with the Pro Bowl Skills Show, featuring the first five skill competitions, including quarterbacks participating in precision passing and a dodgeball game featuring all positions.
Dodgeball game.
Yeah.
It's about the only thing I'd be good at, you know.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, people say the Pro Bowl and the games and all that are unwatchable. I don't know. That could be interesting, maybe. It would take me back to when I got pelted in middle school with dodgeballs all the time. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, legendary FSU baseball head coach Mike Martin unfortunately has died at the age of 79 after battling Lewy body dementia. Mm-hmm. Martin was the head coach for the Seminoles from the years 1980 through 2019, where he went 2,029 wins versus 736 losses and four ties. What does that say? Well, it makes him the winningest coach in college baseball history. That's right, the winningest. Yes. It's all coaching in history.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Winningest
in college.
Yeah. Winningest in college baseball and in the NCAA.
Oh, really?
I think as far as just overall win count, yes, I believe so. I believe wow. that's what the ESPN article said anyway. So if I'm lying, ESPN's lying, I think.
Okay.
But no, I mean, obviously, yes, a great mind there. And it sucks because when you think of FSU, you typically think of football.
Yeah.
You think of national titles, Heisman winners, Bobby Bowden. Mike Martin doesn't get enough recognition. And it's a shame that now that we're finally giving it to him, it's with the news of his passing. F1 superstar Lewis Hamilton will be leaving Mercedes next year and joining Ferrari. Hamilton is tied for the most F1 world titles and joined Mercedes in 2013 after beginning his career with McLaren. In other F1 news, they also rejected a bid from the Andretti Racing family to start a team by 2026. Not too familiar with the Andretti Racing family, but I'm sorry to hear that for you, I suppose. 5:43, you're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Getting into some health business science notes here. A new World Health Organization study predicts that there will be more than 35 million new cancer cases by 2050. That would be an increase of just over 75% from 2022 levels. The majority of diagnoses are expected to be in low-income countries, with mortality seen as doubling.
Are you into password sharing?
I have been before.
Well,
yes. I've dabbled.
Well, speaking of dabbling, Hulu is going to start banning password sharing. See, the streaming service notified customers on Wednesday it's going to ban people sharing accounts outside of a household starting in March. Well, Netflix did the same thing last year, and despite fears of losing subscribers, that service has actually seen subscriber growth, including me.
Yes. I mean, I'm not proud of it, but I have borrowed a password, and I didn't really ask for it. But, you know, that was then. This is now. We all have a past.
Yeah.
The premature birth rate in the U.S. has risen 12% in the past 10 years. New data released by the CDC yesterday also showed that early-term birth rates were up, rising 20% from 2014 to 2022. Experts say that several factors may be causing earlier births, including high blood pressure, diabetes, and complications associated with obesity.
Well, I wonder if there's any good health news in all of this.
Yeah, this is a bummer,
getting
man.
Getting a
Come
little
on.
Scary, man.
Yeah, you're killing my vibe here.
Well, it's going to be more expensive very soon to have a Delta SkyMiles American Express credit card. You see, the company's going to be increasing their fees this year, but also adding a few more benefits. The annual fees for the SkyMiles Amex cards is going to go up from about $99 to $150 annually. That's for the gold cards. And from $250 to $350 annually for the platinum cards.
Man.
I guess if you have one of those cards, you know, doesn't matter.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. I mean, it's just a matter of you and I aren't going to be getting those cards anytime soon.
Not anytime soon, no.
5:45. We'll continue with some health, business, and science notes right after this quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. Looking at traffic here. If you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest Road, trying to get onto I-10 West, we've still got some heavy backups in that area. Same can be said about Burgess Road if you're traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street. We got a little bit of backups at the intersection of Mobile Highway and North Blue Angel Parkway as well. So if you're in that area, be on the lookout for that. Gulf Breeze Parkway, not looking too bad. Maybe if you're traveling eastbound near the Oriole Beach area, you might want to look out. Also, we had some issues if you were traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway past Windhaven Beach. That appears to still be breaking up. It's still there, but hopefully it will lessen shortly. And lastly, we still have some issues if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street coming over Blackwater River trying to get into downtown Milton.
And checking out the forecast, should be cloudy tonight, low about 44 degrees. Tomorrow is Groundhog Day, in case you didn't know that. It's also the Kenya the Giraffe Day at the Gulf Breeze Zoo. You see, we have our own version of Punxsutawney Phil. See if Kenya the Giraffe, I think they're doing about 9 o'clock in the morning tomorrow.
Wow.
If the giraffe sees its shadow, and of course with that neck, it's going to be a long shadow.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to miss.
That means it's going to be 6 more weeks of our winter, which means, oh boy, highs in the 60s, lows in the 40s. So terrible. Checking the temperatures around the area. It should be 57 in Pensacola right now. It's 57 also in Gulf Breeze and 56 in Milton. And that's your weather forecast.
Thank you, Steve. Yeah, that, I mean, man, high 50s, like low 50s, high 50s. That's like perfect weather to me. It's not too hot. It's not too cold.
For me, about 82 for a high and about 65 for a low.
God, are you serious? No wonder you're in Florida.
I'm a sailor.
Yeah, well, you have fun with that. It's all yours, Chief. The House of Representatives have passed a $79 billion package that includes an expanded child tax credit and business tax breaks. While liberal Democrats oppose the business tax breaks, conservative Republicans like Matt Gaetz staunchly opposed the bill, dubbing it welfare and drug. drag. The bill now heads to the Senate, where it will need 60 votes to pass.
Well, I don't know if anybody's been paying attention as they've been flying the last few weeks, if people are choosing the aisle seat over the window seat, but Boeing shareholders are suing the company after that door plug blew off an Alaska Airlines flight midair. You see, the lawsuit is alleging Boeing misled investors about the potential serious safety lapses. That's according to court filings. The class action suit's being led by the Rhode Island Attorney General, who says Boeing betrayed the trust of Rhode Island pensioners and called on the manufacturer to be held accountable.
I think they should be. We've been hearing more and more about Boeing and this in these developing stories here. Yeah. I mean, come on. I don't think it takes a genius to know flying planes is kind of important. 548, you're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. We're getting into some pop culture notes here, starting with Glen Campbell. A Glen Campbell album is being made into a posthumous duets album and features superstars such as Eric Clapton, Elton John, and Carole King.
Oh.
Yeah, quite a stacked lineup there, and we haven't even gotten all the names yet. Mm. Campbell released the album Ghost on the Canvas in 2011 after he was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. The new project is called Glen Campbell Duets, Ghost on the Canvas Sessions, and mixes in additional contributing vocals. Dolly Parton, Brian Setzer, and Sting are also included in the duets.
Well, you deadheads, listen up. Grateful Dead offshoot Dead & Company is heading to the Las Vegas Sphere for a residency. You see, a year after going out on their final tour, the band featuring Bob Weir, Mickey Hart, and John Mayer will play 18 shows over 6 weeks at that Cutting Edge venue. Vegas.
Yeah, in the last hour, I said I wasn't really sure, or I hadn't really heard much about that. Dead & Company sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Haven't heard any of their stuff, though.
Well, they've been going around basically doing all the material that they accrued for all those decades with Jerry Garcia.
Yeah.
And they're a great jam band.
Oh, they really are.
Oh, yeah.
Punxsutawney Phil makes his annual appearance tomorrow. We touched on this earlier. Mm-hmm. That'll be in Western Pennsylvania on, of course, Groundhog Day. The February 2nd tradition marks the 138th year that Phil has predicted weather will have in early spring or six more miserable weeks of cold and snow.
As for the people up north.
Yeah, the people in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
If Punxsutawney Phil sees his shadow, winter will march on. If he doesn't, then spring is right around the corner.
And, of course, we'll report what happens with Kenya the giraffe at Gulf Breeze Zoo tomorrow morning.
Oh, absolutely.
Our version of Punxsutawney Phil. You know, you've heard the movie Beetlejuice was out many years ago. There's a sequel, and it finally has a title. You see, the film is going to be entitled Beetlejuice, 2024 AD. I didn't say it three times.
Smart.
Yeah, Michael Keaton, Winona Ryder, and Catherine O'Hara are going to be reprising their roles from the first film. Yeah, should be pretty good. It's going to hit the theaters September 6th.
That's awesome. 5:50, we will take our last break of this hour. When we return, wacky and weird headlines, followed by some good news to finish up this hour number two of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa is here to help take the pressure off of you finding the perfect Valentine's Day gift this year. Share your love this Valentine's with a gift of renewal and relaxation at Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Stillwater's offers a variety of spa treatments, including facials, massages, spa pedicures, and more. Valentine's Day gift certificates can be purchased online at stillwatersmedspa.com or in person at the spa located in downtown Pensacola. Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa, Pensacola's world-class luxury spa.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay! My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
To me, the most important thing about being in the human race isn't winning. It's participating, living life to the fullest, emphasis on living. This is what makes life, life. Yet how much of life are we willing to miss out on? Untreated hearing loss affects our mobility. It increases the risk of falls by 50%. Good hearing health is essential to staying engaged and doing what we love. Hear well and stay vital. Get a hearing health check every year.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, Jackson 5.
Yeah, that's another.
That's like 54 years old.
I was about to say, that's another old song, but it's a really good one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just short of 555 here, we will get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Starting with Mobile Highway, if you're traveling northbound towards the intersection with North Blue Angel Parkway, you might want to look out for some minor issues there, but nothing too severe. We had a lot of issues on Pine Forest Road traveling both north and south between I-10 and West 9 Mile Road, but those issues have appeared to have subsided. Gulf Breeze Parkway looking good, other than a short little stretch of issues if you're traveling eastbound near the Oriole Beach area. Also, Navarre Parkway, if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87, we've got some issues over there as well, but once again, nothing too severe. Hopefully, it'll die down soon. And lastly, Caroline Street, if you are traveling westbound over Blackwater River trying to get into downtown Milton, we've had a lot of issues there. While they are still present, they do appear to be lessening also.
That's good news. Checking the forecast, should be cloudy tonight, low about 44 degrees. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high about 67. Tomorrow night, down to about 45. Weekend weather looks great Saturday for just about anything you do, including the Navarre Beach Mardi Gras Parade. But guess what? Rain comes in Saturday night, and Sunday is going to be stormy. Right now, temperature-wise, 56 in Pensacola, 57 in Gulf Breeze, and 56 in Milton, and that's your forecast.
Thank you, Steve. 5:55, you are listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Diving into some wacky and weird headlines here, starting with a 285-year-old dried lemon. Yeah, it was just auctioned off in England for $1,780. It had been found in an old cabinet, and it even had an inscription dated with the year 1739. A 19th century cabinet was brought to the auction house by a family who said it had belonged to a deceased uncle. A photographer was taking photos of it for the sale, and that's when they opened it up and saw the lemon. It was dried out, round, and very well preserved. It had the message, given by Mr. P. Lou Francini, November 4th, 1739, to Miss E. Baxter. The old cabinet only did $40, though. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Why would you not open, especially if you're going to sell the old cabinet? You know it's old. You know that it belonged to a family member. You're not going to open that before you try to sell it off? Come on.
You mean nobody opened it since November 4th, 1739?
Yeah.
Before the U.S. existed.
I mean, it was still
British then.
Well, and that's the thing. It's not like it was surrounded by freaking barbed wire. Like, what are you doing? Come on. You got to open that up.
Right. Just in time for Valentine's, which is coming up in about 2 weeks. A company called Insomnia Cookies is offering a limited edition new 12-pack of cookies on their website. It's called It's Not Me, It's You Pack. Yeah. You see, you can choose the 12 cookies you want to give your soon-to-be ex, and they'll include a handwritten breakup note on the inside of the box. There are four options you can choose from. One is It's Not Me, It's You. Another is You're Sweet, But Not My Flavor. Third one is I Have the Hots for Your Roommate. And finally, We're Done and Have a Nice Life. If you're interested, the pack starts at $30.
That would only be good, I think, for like a cruel prank. I honestly hope no one actually does that. Hey, here's some cookies. I'm leaving you. Yeah. Especially around Valentine's Day. Come on. You know those radar trailers that police use?
Oh, yeah. Pass them all the time.
Yeah. We're talking about those ones, if you don't know. We're talking about those ones that they park on the side of the road to tell you if you're speeding.
Yeah.
They do seem to work because people do slow down typically, but apparently not in Mason County, Washington right now, because theirs just got stolen. Their local sheriff's department posted about it on Facebook this week. They said that they, quote, their beloved radar trailer decided to take an unscheduled road trip courtesy of a white male in his 30s.
Yeah.
And they said the guy hooked it up to the back of his 1990s Ford pickup truck and just drove off. Yeah, last we heard, they hadn't tracked it down yet.
A woman was arrested at the Bogota, Colombia airport. Apparently, she was trying to smuggle, not drugs, but 130 poisonous frogs. Mm. You see, this Brazilian woman says she was heading back home, and she had been given the frogs as a gift from the local community. You see, those frogs in question can fetch up to $1,000 each. That's $130,000 worth of frogs.
Yeah, who needs to smuggle drugs when you got those?
Yeah.
a quick good news story here. A woman on a flight this morning from Baltimore to Phoenix had a medical emergency mid-flight. A doctor and nurse on board couldn't find a strong pulse, and her blood pressure was extremely low. One of the passengers stood up and asked if it could be her blood sugar and said that he had a diabetic testing kit. The passenger instructed the medical professionals how to use it, and eventually her heart rate stabilized. The passenger was Baltimore Ravens tight end Mark Andrews. Talk about a small world. We recently did a story. It was just yesterday, I think. We talked about someone named Tony Gonzalez.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, he's a former tight end, too. I mean, well, Mark Andrews is current, but you get the idea.
Yeah.
It's like, so very, very small world, very strange coincidence there.
Tight ends.
Yeah.
Watch out.
Absolutely. They could be anywhere. 5:59, we will take a quick break. WEAR, top of hour news coming up next. You're listening to Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3. Stick with us, and we will be back for hour 3.